Listening at WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM, WWRO Kibler, California, 103.3 FM, Time Travel Radio, and STNRadio.com. Newest member of the Courts in Session family, I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. Thank you so much for joining us tonight, having a lot of fun spinning vinyl, having a great time taking your calls. This hour of Courts in Session is brought to you by Attic Records, who joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs from metal to reggae, hip-hop to doo-wop, and all stops in between. Attic Records has the hottest new releases and all the music you want. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection, too big or small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at 412-821-8484 and get all the music you need. Attic Records, our sponsor for this hour of Courts in Session. And if you're interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email PR@WRCT.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. So, ladies and gentlemen, I did not do it on purpose, but you just heard a set of new music from classic artists that you're not going to hear anywhere else on the radio. For pretty much new releases from four classic bands, bands that have been around since the 70s. We started off with a brand new track from Nazareth. The song is called Strange Days. That's a WRCT debut. Followed by the album version of Alice Cooper's Hanging by a Thread, Don't Give Up. You know, about a year, year and a half ago, we were playing that single, but it was a COVID-19 12-inch single. That track you just heard was a very different version, of course, talking about the dangers of suicide and, of course, giving that suicide prevention number. Latest from Alice Cooper, Al Harlow from Prism. His latest album now has been killing it here at the station. That's his most recent single, Meet Me in the Sky. And from the brand new Deep Purple Covers album. When I say covers, I mean every track is a song that Deep Purple is covering from another band. That was the CC Rider medley. And boy, Ian Gillan sounded great on that track. Can you believe 2022? And I'm spinning new vinyl records from Deep Purple. I remember about 5 years ago seeing them live on what was supposed to be their final world tour with Alice Cooper and Edgar Winter. And years later, we still got brand new music, and that's what Courts in Session is all about. That's what's so much fun about hosting this show. Well, what else is so much fun is when I get requests for songs that I played in prior weeks when people get excited about music. A couple of weeks ago on St. Patrick's Day, I played the latest track from the band Tempest. They've got a brand new album called Going Home. I'm going to be honest with you guys, I don't know what they're singing about, but I like it a lot, and apparently so do you. This is Paul Sinhoner, Paul's Chickens.
Selector, kunne vel med høna fornemme Reven var ute med rumpa så lang Klokk, 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 sa høna på haugen Klokk, 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 sa høna på haugen På hans sprang renge med auga Nå tør jeg ikke komme heim at om år
it's bigger than your life, but it's only what you're hearing. Will you still remember when the morning light has come? Will the songs be playing on?
She's got a ticket to ride. She's got a ticket to ride.
Sir Paul George John Ringo talking about the Beatles' Ticket to Ride, one of my favorites, going out by request of Bobby. Listening online at WRCT.org. Wanted to hear that a couple weeks ago, and as I went to pull the record from the library, there was no way I was playing that record over the air with the condition it was in. So brought it from the home collection, and boy, does that sound good. I'm your rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. We stream online at WRCT.org. And we play your requests here at 412-268-9728, 412-268-WRCT. That last set of music before the Beatles, you heard Kansas going all the way back to 1980. Boy, I was a kid when that song came out, Play the Game, and that was a big deal because not only was it a big hit, but it was a brand new singer for Kansas, John Elefante, behind the microphone, replacing Steve Walsh, who had left the band. I think John Elefante was about 23 years old when he joined the band, and right off the bat had a huge hit with that song. Well, coming out soon, hopefully I'm going to have it to play next week, John Elefante has got a new solo album, and we're going to play it on the air and hear what it sounds like some 42 years after that hit with Play the Game with Kansas. It's going to be a lot of fun. Before that, it's tax season. Black Oak, Arkansas, covering the Beatles with Taxman. Syl Johnson passed away about a month ago with One-Way Ticket. And we start all off with a request for Tempest. Paul's Chickens, like I said, I don't know what they're singing. I hope it's clean, but I like it, and apparently so do you. Tempest is actually coming to White Oak. They're on a tour of the East Coast, and they're coming to the Bryn Mawr Church in White Oak on April 7th. So if you like what you heard, well, you can see them live. So next week, I'm really excited. We've got X-Men extraordinaire talking about lead guitarist from Genesis, Steve Hackett. He's going to be joining us next week. And we're going to play something right now from his brand new solo album. They almost called Surrender of Silence. And this is Fox's Tango. We'll be right back.
about $20 and he laid that money down. And he called out to a taxi cab, take me down to Central Park and keep that meter running to the $20 mark. And he kept his eyes turned forward and he sat up straight and tall, and no one even noticed him. No one cared at all. It's a fine, fine day.
I'll take you. what I want you to know. If I could fly, I'd pick you up, I'd take you into the night and show you I love. Oh, if I could fly, I'd pick you up, I'd take you into the night and show you I love like you never seen, ever seen. Oh, 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 oh.
Wake up, baby, smile at me. The sun is shining and the wind's blowing free. I got to thinking, who yesterday? That silver bird can take us away. Get it on now.
Fly away, fly away. That silver bird can take us away.
going back to 1981 with Ricky Medlock and Blackfoot. That was Fly Away. Of course, Ricky Medlock, boy, for the last 25 years has been one of the lead guitarists in Lynyrd Skynyrd. How about that? Playing in two of the greatest Southern rock bands of all time. And little rock and roll, no, a little Southern rock and roll trivia. Ricky Medlock was actually one of the original drummers of Lynyrd Skynyrd before he went to Blackfoot. So how about that for you? Get you a game piece on the board. Before Blackfoot, you heard Benny Mardona's Going Out to Colleen and Etna, and I gotta tell you what, I am a huge fan of that song. We all grew up with it, but that was a different version that Benny re-recorded back in about 2010. I've said this before on the radio, being from upstate New York, Benny Mardonis is Syracuse, New York's version of Donny Iris. They just adopted him and loved him, and that became his adopted hometown. Benny Mardonis died back in 2020 from complications of Parkinson's, but if you only know that song, Into the Night, you may want to check out his catalog because he recorded some absolutely incredible music and, boy, one of the great voices in rock and roll. Into the Night is infamous also as one of the most played songs on the radio in FM radio history and charted not once but twice over the course of 20 years on the top 40. How about that? So, you remember that kid that you protected in high school? The kid that you were sick and tired of seeing everyone give a hard time? Well, he's got a radio show for a long time here on WRCT, talking about the Mockster with his show Viva La Mock Friday nights at 9 with an encore Tuesday afternoon starting at 2. Talking about the best and worst in indie, punk, classic, country, power pop, so much more. If you're out and about Friday night and nowhere near a radio, well, there's no excuse. Tuesday, while you're at work, 2 p.m., you can catch it all over again. The Mockster, Viva La Mock. And I'll tell you what, don't share this with him because his head is big enough as it is. But I'm a fan and I listen to his show all the time. And if you've heard Viva La Mock, you know he really focuses a lot on indie rock. Not really what you hear on Quartz and Session. But pretty frequently I'm hearing songs that I'm going, wow, man, I need that for my collection. Like this next tune from the Posies. Check this out. WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
Trying to Hey there, it's the Mockster, and I'm interrupting this wonderfully curated program to tell you about my show, Viva La Mock, which happens Friday nights on WRCT. Now, we all know that your rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, plays great stuff like Blue Oyster Cult on his Thursday night show, but I wanted to let you know that I, too, have been known to play Blue Oyster Cult, but I've also been known to play songs by Blue Rodeo, the Blue Aeroplanes, the Blueberries, Blue Cheer, and the Blue Runners. Yeah, tune in and hear for yourself. That's Viva La Mock Friday nights at 9 on WRCT 88.3 FM in Pittsburgh and streaming worldwide at WRCT.org. It will blow your mind.
Lovely. Hi, this is John Lodge of the Moody Blues, and you're listening to my rocking attorney, Eric Jackson Lowe, on WRCT, Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
You're all just singers in a rock and roll band.